The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you will have heard this news about the International Rugby Experience in Limerick City. It's going to cease operations in December. It only opened in May of last year. It was funded, this museum, this rugby museum, by JP McManus, by his foundation. It cost about 30 million quid. And there was talks between the foundation and the local authority, the local council, that might have seen it handed over to the local council, but they seem to have fallen through. So Willie O'Dea is with me. He's a Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick. Willie, have you been able to find out any more detail on what happened here? Why this wasn't able to get over the line?
Well, I discovered this morning and I undertook this morning to speak to both sides to see if we could rescue the situation. And I have, in fact, spoken to both sides now, and both have a very different version of the events leading up to where we are today. And obviously, during my discussions with both sides, both of them told that there were things said which were confidential, so I can't discuss those. But you know, there's, as I said, there's various differences. There's still quite a gap, as far as I can see, between both sides. Now, I'm going to go back over the weekend and speak to them again and see if there's any possibility of getting them together to make one final effort to rescue the situation. Incidentally, I just want to make the point that from what I can gather, just listening to various news clips down here in the statements by local councillors, the majority, as far as I can ascertain, are quite a significant number of the local councillors seem to disagree vehemently, and they want with what's about to happen, and they want the venture to remain, obviously.
Yeah.
So it'd be helpful. It might be helpful if they organise the council meeting so this can be ventilated, you know.
And I appreciate you kind of can't betray confidences, Willie, but is money the issue that this comes down to, kind of the operating costs that local authority would incur?
Well, some say are saying yes, others say no. Definitively, money is not the problem. You know, first of all, in relation to the operating costs and the projected revenue requirements going forward, there's a significant difference of opinion between both sides as to what that would actually be. Secondly, I mean, I did detect from the promoters of the venture a great frustration at, you know, how long this has been taking, and the fact that there have been multiple meetings and the project still hasn't, you know, advanced significantly and advanced as quickly as they would have hoped. So, you know, there's a number of things in there. It's quite complex, but we'll continue our efforts anyway.
This is kind of being presented as dead in the water. You don't think so? There might still be an opportunity to keep it going.
I think there is a slight opportunity to still keep it going. I mean, the council told me as late as this afternoon that they're still ready to talk. Now, you know, how realistic that is, I don't know. I don't know on what basis they would talk. I'm going to suss that out, obviously, over the weekend and put those suggestions to the other side. Now, as I said, the other side are extremely frustrated at the process which has led us to this point. And, you know, everybody is absolutely taken aback at the suddenness of the closure. I mean, literally the councillors were only informed about this, I think, in the last 48, maybe 96 hours. And the announcement was made last night, and it's for December. And, you know, there are 50 people who have a tremendous vocational attachment to the type of work they're doing in there, who face the prospect of redundancy coming up to Christmas, which is not something that we can ignore.
Fiona Hayes is with us as well, the former Irish international. Fiona, I mean, it'd be a real pity if it closed, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Limerick myself, so it was such a huge deal to have it come into place. I've been in there a couple of times. You know, there was a couple of nights out in there where there was a couple of speeches. But I feel as someone from Limerick, you know, a rugby player, that a lot more could have been done to advertise it, to get people in there, even collaborating with local food establishments, bars, match day kind of stuff. From that point of view, I don't think, if it is a money making situation, I feel like there is a lot more to be exhausted in that area before it closed down. It's just a shame because it was such a shock and brilliant for the city of Limerick to have people come over and be able to visit this experience.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to visit it myself, and I have to say the kind of the interactive part of the exhibit where you can you can test out your rugby skills and it'll work out kind of the best position you should play on the pitch. I think it told me maybe I should carry the water for the team after I did it. But nevertheless, it was great fun doing it. I did get the sense, though, you know, having been down in Limerick kind of a few times over the last, you know, year and a half since it opened, it's... I never felt it was kind of front and centre of the visitor experience. You know what I mean? There wasn't enough made of it. That was the sense I got.
No, and I'd agree with you completely, Kieran. I felt I'd been in there a couple of times. I thought it was brilliant with that interactive stuff. It makes it fit for all the family. You know, people can look at different things, but the kids can have a crack at that. So I completely agree. Even something in conjunction with Match Day, with Munster Rugby, because it is a museum, I felt like it wasn't advertised. How good it was to be in there. People didn't know around Limerick. We had people coming over. I met Northampton fans at different stages, different fans coming over from France and England, and they went in there, but it was because they Googled and saw it. There was nothing out there through the rugby world that made them go, or even trying to set Limerick apart. Let's get this front and centre, because it is a brilliant idea. And having Thomond Park in Limerick, having that rugby background, it's there for all, and I think it just wasn't pushed enough.
Willie, I mean, if the two sides can't come together, the JP McManus Foundation and the local authority, I mean, is there a role for central government to step in and maybe provide some sort of funding or to get involved? I mean, there's funding is provided by Minister Catherine Martin's department for kind of regional museum exhibits. There's direct funding being talked about for things like a kind of a science museum in Dublin city centre. One suspects maybe actually if this was in Dublin city centre, the government might have stepped in before now.
Well, look, you know, I mean, the government couldn't anticipate what has happened over the last 48 hours. And certainly, I mean, you know, we can talk. We are quite prepared and ready to talk to our colleagues in government, the responsible ministers, Minister for Finance and the Minister for Tourism, etc. We're quite prepared to talk to them about that. But first of all, we must try to sort of ascertain exactly what sort of money we're talking about, because as I said, there is a significant difference between the two sides and what would be acceptable and what's available. And I mean, Fiona's a fair point about advertising, but I do understand that the promoter of the venture spent quite a bit of money marketing it. But we must remember that this has only been open for a relatively short time. I mean, the amount of visitors that have attended is in the order of some 60,000, I'm told, and they would need more to generate more revenue. But I mean, you know, things start slowly and then they grow. And certainly, I felt all the time that, you know, a bit more aggressive marketing or a bit more innovative marketing might have been in order.
I mean, there isn't the argument that, you know, popular and all as rugby is, it's still a minority sport, and that maybe a kind of a Limerick sporting museum might be the way to go. I've heard that suggested today, that, you know, you expand it out maybe to other sports.
Yeah, well, of course, rugby is extremely important in Limerick, of course, but nevertheless, it is a niche sport, and you know, we've got the GAA, we've got soccer, etc., and that might be a feasible option. I mean, the agreement that has been reached as we speak between the two sides is that this would be a rugby museum exclusively for 3 years until 2028, and then it would be handed over to City Council, who could use it for any other civic activities. But I think what we should really focus on here is how to sustain this for the 3 years, and then we decide, you know, at the point of handing over, what the situation is going forward. It's an immediate issue here, and our objective must be to try to keep the building open.
Yeah, well, listen, if anybody is down in Limerick between now and the end of December, I would recommend it anyway. Limerick, the international or the rugby experience, right slap bang in the middle of town. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful building, if nothing else, even if you're not into the rugby. But it is great fun, and the kids will have a ball if you have them with you. And who knows if some sense can be talked into both sides and they can meet somewhere in the middle, and maybe it'll be open into next year and beyond. Willie O'Dea is a Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick. Fiona Hayes, former Irish international as well. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.